how you do me for? Come around here banging on my door, running through the avenue. Should've left you back in Arkansas, squealing with the biggies on the killing floor.
That was Give Me Some More. And I'm really happy to have two very talented local musicians on the show today. New collaborators, fairly new anyway. They're here in the studio today with us, Sticky Mulligan and Paul Sammons. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys just sound so good together. Just works so well. Cool. The sound of your voice, your style. When did you discover each other around here?
Tell them about it, Paul. Tell them when you first laid eyes on me.
He was rocking out the Blue Sage.
Yeah.
When I first saw him. No, actually, you were with Bill Powers at the Paradise.
Ah.
David Aldegrice on drums.
Mm-hmm.
You were dancing with your banjo.
I remember one time, Final Friday's Art Walk in Peonia. And then there was a big jam session behind Elsewhere. I don't know if you remember that. And then we were all gathered back there. There was a whole bunch of us. Incredible jam session. And next thing I know, we were all on my front porch. And we were jamming. And I was like, this dude Paul seems like a rebel spirit.
Uh-huh.
I think I was like, where'd he come from? Rebel spirit. Where'd he come from?
Yeah.
And I don't recollect the next time we... Then I remember one time he came over to my house one time and I heard from outside, you're a stick guy. And I was like, who's that? And then we went out on my front porch and started jamming. And
yeah,
that's how our friendship and musical union began, to my recollection.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I feel like you have something similar in your personalities, too. You both seem shy, a bit shy when if you're not on stage. It's like the minute you're performing or you're on stage playing music, that all disappears. What happens on stage? Like, there are a lot of people like that. There are other performers that are like that, too. They're sort of reserved, but the minute they're on stage, they're like totally different person.
It's a defense mechanism. Yeah.
What takes it away? Just the fact that you have the something to focus on and put out there?
It's the adrenaline. And mm-hmm. If you're shy, then it becomes awkward. So you just have to overcome it.
Yeah, that's true. What do you guys have in common? It's like there's some roots there with your style of music.
We're both from back east. Maybe that's got something to do with it. Been exposed to a lot of blues, soul music. Sticky reminds me of Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye and that whole era.
Wow. I'm blushing.
That is a high compliment. That's awesome.
And that's the stuff my mom raised me on.
I like your mom.
She's pretty cool.
Paul's mom's a very sweet woman. I got to hang out with her after the Mountain Harvest Festival. And we were walking around after we all performed on stage. And I felt very honored. I felt very honored because Paul's somebody I respect very much, just who he is, what he stands for, his music, and just who he is as a man. And so I was like, well, here's his mother. I better show this woman a, you know, I held my chest out a little bit, you know, and I was walking around. I was proud because I think a lot of people in Peonia do know who I am. You know, I've been here. I mean, we all know each other. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I was just on stage is what I'm trying to say. So they just saw me on stage. And then I felt an honor to show Paul's mother around.
Yeah.
Our festival. And then we came upon...
You were on your best behavior.
I was on my best behavior. And I was in, and then we came upon some Asian pears.
Ooh.
And somebody was telling me, oh, the Asian pears don't come, but every once in a while. And somebody was talking to me and she kind of slipped away for a minute, and I turned around and I saw she's reaching for a purse, and I was like, oh no, no, mother of Paul Salmons is gonna buy me an Asian pear, even though they were like $3.50 a piece. But yeah. I bought Mrs. Salmons an Asian pear, and then that was just a special day. I was just grateful to see where Paul was coming from, get to see his roots, and yeah.
Well, I bet you totally won her over.
I was just gonna say, she has a crush on me now. So good job, my friend.
So, you know, we've been playing the song Rich Man like crazy on the radio here. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on Sticky's new album, which is coming out when?
Let's see. The proposed date for that will be June of 2013. And I'm excited to let everyone know that I'm launching an Indiegogo campaign.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be launched this Thursday, February 28th. And I'm going out to Maryland to where I recorded my first album. And I'm real excited about that. So March 18th is when the recording begins, March 18th through April 10th. And then I love to release the album in June.
Mm, great. We're looking forward to that. And we just got some of Paul's CDs in our library finally, and we've been playing those a lot too. And I was in the studio the other day when Rich Man was playing, which you play on, Paul, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And somebody called and they were like, who is this? And it was so fun to be, you know, like, this is a local guy, you know? And I feel like sometimes people are shocked, you know, when they find out they're local. They're like, oh, I didn't know, you know? And of course, I know that we have some insanely talented people locally.
Real quick, I just want to say that those who have not heard the South Lights EP, mm-hmm. which is Paul Sammons and Nick Thompson, you're going to want to go ahead and listen to the South Lights EP.
Oh, yeah.
Because that music is, it's futuristic, and it's also, it's like the hybrid sound.
Yeah.
It's the, and Nick Thompson, shout out to Nick. Nick, you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great. So if you haven't had a chance to hear that, check that out.
We didn't even know which category to put that in. It was like, it just doesn't really fit any genre. It's a complete mix of everything. I don't know. That's unusual.
Yeah.
That can be a double-edged sword.
Just not being able to have people know how to classify
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make our own shelf for you in our library.
You deserve that. Paul deserves his own shelf.
Yes.
Well, I'd love to hear another song. And I'm here with Sticky Mulligan and Paul Sammons, two Paonia musicians here in the studio with me today.
This song's called Plain Living. It's about just plain living.
Mm-hmm.
Here in this valley, living off the land. Heaven
say I want to live that good old fashioned way. Good old fashioned way. Good old, good old fashioned way. Good old, good old fashioned way. I want to live that good old fashioned way.
And that was Plain Livin'. Mm-hmm. And I have Sticky Mulligan and Paul Sammons in the studio with me today. And that one you wrote, right, Paul?
Yes.
Is this sort of lifestyle new to you? Or were you plain living before?
No, this is all new since I moved here.
Yeah.
Interning with the farms. And I grew up in a suburb city area close to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Did you have like a regular day job?
I had a lot. Mm-hmm. Went through a lot of jobs.
What were you doing?
I worked at a hotel for a while.
I wouldn't hire you.
The Hilton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear like a suit?
I did.
Wow.
I was the courtesy driver. The bellhop. The PBX operator.
So when did you just decide, forget this, I'm going to go play in the dirt for a while? And...
It was a long progression, 10 years or so, of traveling around and working different places and kind of settled on farming as a good way to feed myself as well as have the time to play music and enjoy nature.
What do you think you've learned from that experience so far? Has it been what you thought it would be?
Farming?
Mm-hmm.
Some ways, yes. A lot of hard work, physical labor. In other ways, no. Like, I didn't know that people were living this way and enjoying life rather mm-hmm. than slaving away and making minimum wage or just bumming.
Right. You eat well, don't you?
Yeah.
As a farmer.
Yeah. You do.
What about you, Sticky? What did you do before you came out here and lived the North Fork lifestyle?
Gosh, well, I certainly was a golf caddy for 7 years. No, there were some great experiences out there. Got my calves really big. I almost could dunk. Well, no, I should say I could almost touch the rim after caddy for 7 years. And I met a lot of cool people caddying. You get to be around people with a lot of money. Don't want to judge people with money, but the interesting thing, I don't know why I'm talking about golf all of a sudden. How do we get to talking about golf?
That's me.
The interesting
sorry.
Analogy about golf with these gentlemen is they couldn't conquer it. They absolutely 100% couldn't conquer it, and it would bring them to their knees. It was a lot of learning tools for me that I'm able to apply at this point in my life and just dealing with people. Mm-hmm. And so I am grateful for those days as a caddy, and it did give me a lot of, it was all cash, straight cash, baby. And
under the table.
Yeah, and allow me to play music at night. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah, I did a lot of basically just caddying, working at golf courses, pretty much what I have done since, yeah.
And yeah. You were in bands and stuff then, or were you doing something solo?
Absolutely. Let's see. Had a band Loose Leaf. We had a band Sloppy Seconds. We had
That's a terrible name.
What are you talking about? we had a band called the Deep... Edit this part out. We had a band called the Deep Peace Movement. Okay, we were about something.
That's really deep.
That was deep. It's profound. Yeah. And I played at this church in Ellicott City, Maryland, which is where, shout out to Brian Prechtel of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Brian was the percussionist for the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, and he kind of took me under his wing and showed me a lot and allowed me to have the forum to play music in this. Some of those Christian rock songs are really, they're just great arrangements and they're great recordings and they're powerful. I used to kind of judge someone who would, I was raised Catholic. I would judge people, and then I strayed away from religion to an extent. Still love God and the Creator, but I had a point in my life where I would judge somebody for singing a Christian rock song. Mm-hmm. The next thing I know, I'm up on stage at this Methodist church in front of 600 people on Easter Sunday singing this beautiful song. It was just a moment I'll never forget. And then I just said, wow, for me to, I used to judge this type of thing. And I learned so much because I love those songs. I love those Christian rock songs. They're great. Just as I love a Sufi song or a Jewish song,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, just it's the music and it can bring you closer to the source.
Exactly. My first experience with just people singing for the Lord was like a Black Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's elevated a little bit when people are singing for whoever their God may be.
Yes.
They take it to a higher level.
Absolutely.
And they, it can be very moving mm-hmm. and beautiful. So tell me about your show coming up this Saturday. You two are playing together?
We are. We shall be at the Blue Sage. Saturday night at what time?
Saturday night, 8 p.m. I'm going to have the grand piano out on stage as well.
And you're going to be playing it?
I'm going to play it.
Or is it probably, just going to sit
there? It's going to be there. I just want to let people know. It's really a sexy instrument. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to let people know. Like, come on out and see this grand piano.
See
it's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Undress it with your eyes.
And Paul will be there as well. I'm trying to get Paul to wear this suit. I got this suit at a thrift store, a little big for me, but it's this Western style suit. So if y'all want to see Paul looking sharp, not like typical farmer wear, come out to the Blue Sage, see Paul in a suit.
Ooh,
might
great.
Go thrifting.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do you guys plan to collaborate in the future? What are you guys doing together?
Just plan to continue on writing and hopefully collaborating and recording together as we have been. Not in any hurry.
Paul has an ability to listen. I think when you asked a question earlier about our similarities, I didn't quite know this about Paul. Paul's one of those guys, unassuming guys, that like, yeah, you know, I traveled to this place, so-and-so, you know, I studied with, just has all these secret tools.
Uh-huh.
But he studied jazz, and I didn't quite know that. And I come from a jazz background as well. And jazz, the key is to listen. If you don't know how to listen, you'll never. So Paul has that ear to listen, and it's very satisfying to play with him because it just listen and play the right thing and know when to play a lot, when to play little, and has a great ear for the harmonies. And it's quite a joy and an honor to play with Brother Paul Sammons.
And I've been speaking with Sticky Mulligan and Paul Sammons. Did you want to say something, Paul?
Hold on.
Okay.
You don't want to charm me? You don't want to say something about me?
I figured the audience would understand. I feel the same way, Sticky Mulligan.
It's been great having you guys here. Could we hear one more song?
Absolutely. Thank you, Wonderful. Jeff Reynolds, for doing the sound. And thank you, Allie. It's been a while since I've been in here, and it's great.
And again, their show is going to be this Saturday, March 2nd at the Blue Sage at 8.
Mm-hmm. Look forward to you get nervous to put on a show in our hometown, but the reason we kind of do that is so we can serve like a dish, you know, like Chef David Parr or Chef Chris Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
We can serve a particular dish, and we want everyone to come out.
Soul food.
Uh-huh. Get a little taste of that soul food.
Mm-hmm. And this next song is called Be My Savior, right?
Yes.
And what inspired this song, Sticky?
Good question, Paul. This song is called Be My Savior. I wrote it maybe 2 months ago when all the gas drilling hype was going on. I just, on a particular night, sometimes I sit in my room in the pitch black. It's good for your senses because then you're just feeling the music and you're hearing it. It's just pitch black, and I was sitting there. And, well, I just signed off of the internet and being bombarded with all that we can be bombarded with sometimes on the internet of worldly affairs, and it was just overwhelming. And then I realized that growing up in Maryland, and you see on TV, you see on CNN these things that are happening, and all of a sudden I had a realization that here I am, I'm a man now, and this is real, what is being talked about. And it was so real to me, and I was like, wow. And then I sat back, and I thought about somebody on the other side of the world who was going through something just as serious in their hometown, maybe being bombed. I mean, maybe they were sitting in their room, and there were bombs going outside. And I just thought, wow. And all of a sudden, I just started playing the song called be my savior, just about, it's not about anything, it's not about a person or God or anything, just, I imagine that person that was wanting something, some, that feeling of some, that
seeking some help,
yeah,
in a way.
Some help, yeah. Some help, exactly. It's called Be My Savior.
Not a soul around. Yesterday you had a million friends, but they're nowhere to be found. I'm steady searching on the radio, a song to ease my pain. You know I'm dealing with a heavy heart, and I'm calling out your name. Some say you don't need no one to get by in this world. I don't know if I agree, I need someone to hear your voice. And you can sing it loud and clear for everyone to hear. And you can whisper really low, only if you. Just sitting there thinking, I could really use someone to be my savior. Save me tonight. Be my way, be my light. Hold me with all your might. Be my savior. Save me tonight. Be my way, be my light. Hold me with all your might. Trying to destroy our sacred land, all in the name of who knows what, scaring us to death. It's like they're gonna blow the whole place up till we ain't got nothing left. Save